He was born free, ran wild, and refused to be broken. Through breathtaking animation and a powerful score, this unforgettable adventure follows a Mustang's journey across the untamed frontier, a story of courage, loyalty, and the unbreakable spirit of the American West. Can you guess the movie? Saddle up and join me as we uncover this cinematic treasure. Hello, friends, and welcome to Family TV Uncovered, where I talk all about clean, family-friendly TV shows and movies that shaped my childhood. I'm your host, Jennifer, and in today's episode, I'll be talking about the animated film Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron. Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron came out in theaters in 2002. I didn't grow up watching this movie. However, I remember I was in college when this movie was being promoted on the air on TV and radio, but I wasn't exactly their key demographic for this movie. However, it was my daughter, when she was much younger, that discovered this movie at the local library and borrowed it, and her and my oldest son fell in love with the movie. My daughter loved it a lot more than my oldest son. Like my daughter stated in the last episode about the Three Musketeers, that you can't judge a movie by its cover. That's kind of what I did with this movie when I saw the cover. And boy, was I in for a surprise after I watched it with my daughter. This movie is unbelievably spectacular in animation, storyline, music. I cannot recommend this movie enough. The best thing about this movie is that there's really no talking, and it may sound kind of weird, but there's no personification in this movie, meaning the writers did a fabulous job with the storyline with characters that don't talk. There is like 80% of this movie is no talking. You're able to follow the storyline just from watching the animals and feeling what the animals are feeling and saying based on just the actions and facial expressions. And it's just, it's amazing the experience of this movie when you watch it. And I love how it was not just another animated movie that made the animals talk with voiceover. And that's what makes this movie so special and unique about the animation industry. And the little talking that is done in the movie is good quality as well. The storyline follows Spirit, a Kyger Mustang who is thrown into the world of men and having to adjust and observing things, and meets another horse down the line. I don't want to story tell too much. But the other important aspect of this movie is the score, the music. This movie could not be what it is without the music. Hans Zimmer hit a home run when it comes to this movie and composed a beautiful score to go along with every part of this movie. And it really does make you feel, it really puts you in the horse's shoes, so to speak, and allows you to experience what they're experiencing. Now, one of my favorite 80s singers, Bryan Adams, wrote all the songs for this movie, and boy, did he hit one out of the park with this one. I know I like to use my baseball analogies, but that's the first thing that comes to my head. And he wrote fantastic songs for this movie, and they go right with the film. And if you listen to the songs before watching the movie, they don't have the same punch, the same effect as it does when you've seen the movie. So the title song for the movie is called Here I Am. I'll leave a link in the show notes where you can listen to it. Great song. And it's one of my daughter's favorite songs on her MP3 player. So this movie was done with 50% hand animation and 50% computer animation. And the artist that drew Spirit actually said it best when he said that a computer can't put in the same personality into a character that a hand animator can do. And that is so true. Computer animation has come very far, and it has its place in the movie industry, but I think it's taken over way too much. If you're one that tends to get emotional with movies, this one might touch your heart, because it did with me. And I'll admit, I cried with this movie. It got to me. And my kids laugh at me because they always look at me and go, "Mom, are you crying?" Because they know their mom is a weepy person when it comes to certain movies. And you learn so much about how horses communicate with each other, how they live among each other. And I just can't say enough about this movie. So if you've never seen this movie, and I'm not referring to the series Spirit Riding Free, because I don't really care for that, and I don't me personally, I've seen some of the episodes because my daughter started watching it, but I don't really care for it. It's not the same animation. It's not the same characters. And the spirit doesn't even look the same either from the original movie. So I don't really care for it. And my daughter stopped watching it as well after a while. But if you like a good storyline, I highly recommend you to watch this movie. As I stated before, I can't recommend it enough. It's definitely a movie you can watch as a family or your children can watch on their own. I will leave links below where you can stream the movie. That brings us to the end of this episode of Family TV Uncovered. I hope you enjoyed learning about Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. If you liked this episode, please help me grow this podcast by leaving a review and sharing it with your family and friends who you think will enjoy this content as well. Thanks again for listening. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.